What if your spiritual freedom is actually tripping someone else? Have we twisted don't make your brother stumble into Christian control instead of Christ-like love? Today, we'll unpack what Paul really meant about meat, wine, idols, and weak conscience, and why the heart matters more than the rules. Stay with me, and let's learn how real love sometimes means quietly laying down our liberty. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are back into our series, Absolutes and the Principles of Conscience. We are almost done. We're down to verse 21 of chapter 14 of the book of Romans. And I think we got two more verses, so two more days left in this study. So if you're enjoying Absolutes and the Principles of Conscience, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, final thought is that if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change the arts so that we change the public square. And we do that by laying a monthly donor foundation that just allows us to be consistent in our budgeting. So thank you so much as we move forward to that. So let's look at today's verse. It is verse 21. It says, "It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine, or to do anything by which your brother stumbles." Now, I got to be transparent with you. I think people have misapplied this verse many times to control other people. In other words, some people are easily offended. Some people are easily stumbled. Some people are easily whatever. And so they made up all these extra rules within Christianity. And in those rules, they used it to control people because they had a personal preference. Okay? That is not what it's talking about. It's not about manipulation, idolatry. It's not talking about those kind of things, that legalism that can come up. I said to this to my dad yesterday when we had dinner, some people just need a pharisectomy, right? A pharisectomy, right? Take away their legalism. So this verse is not talking about, hey, live in a way that you're walking on eggshells to make sure that no one stumbles. And if they do stumble, just get rid of all that stuff and just coddle them and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't believe that's what Paul's talking about. I mean, the fact is the cross makes people stumble. If I tell you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no, there's no other way to the Father except through him, that may make you stumble. What this is saying is when you know that there's an authentic, genuine belief within someone's belief system, and they have a weak conscience, and they say, man, I can't eat meat. They're saying, don't invite them over for a barbecue. It's saying, don't put it in their face if you know that. Eat salad that day. Or maybe you're a carnivore, and you're like, I don't eat salad, and I invite you over. Don't serve salad, just eat meat. So this is what Paul is talking about. It's out of love for our neighbor and for those around us that we live in such a way that not to make them stumble. Again, I don't know how else to say this. I've just heard this verse so misapplied, and maybe just the circles that I've been in. I don't know if it's just because I've been in part of some of the circles of the holiness movement, those kind of things, that people, you know, basically use these verses. That might make someone stumble. Don't do that. That might make someone stumble. Don't do that. And basically, you got to live, you know, in a box and have absolutely no fun and no engagement and nothing like that so that you, quote, don't make somebody, whoever that somebody is, stumble. In fact, I've had this in ministry where people say, that might make someone stumble. I ask, does it make you stumble? And they're like, no. Okay. Well, when you find that person, bring them to me and we can work on that. We can talk about it. I'll want to love them. But the abstract someone isn't what Paul is talking about here. Okay, he is talking about not being in your face with things that could be questionable when you know somebody stumbles over addiction or alcohol or whatever it might be, okay? Because the fact is, there's a lot of people who struggle with gluttony, and you wouldn't say, well, stop eating because some people overeat. It does make people stumble. And we know that to be true. Or there's a lot of people who struggle with being a workaholic. And you say, well, I'm not going to work anymore because that may make somebody stumble. Or there may be, I mean, I could just go over thing after thing after thing. And you're like, at some point, enough is enough. All right. So let's look at a supporting verse. And Paul, 1 Corinthians, let's go down here to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13. It says, therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, so he's talking about food again. If food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again so that I will not cause my brother to stumble. Okay, this brother that he's talking about is identifiable. It's incredibly important we understand that. It's not just some abstract brother. It is not being just over the top, you know, throwing their sin into this. And now, in the context of chapter 8, it says, take care with your liberty. It says, now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he's known by him. Therefore, considering the eating of things sacrificed to idols, this is what he's talking about. This is the context of this verse. For some, that made them stumble. Sacrifice to idols. We know that there is no such thing as an idol. He says idols are just silly, and that there is no God but one. Okay. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in the heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us, there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and we exist through him. One is for him, one is through him. However, not all men have this knowledge, but some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat food as if it were sacrificed to idols. In other words, he's talking about the intentions of the heart. That's why context is so important. This food context of eating meat, sacrifice idols. But food will not condemn us to God. But food will not commend us to God. We are neither the worse if we do not eat, nor the better if we do eat. He's saying it's not about food. It's about the intentions of the heart. The heart is what matters, not the externals. And we need to go ahead and grasp that concept. All right, one more verse. Let me actually finish this. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. So remember this liberty to eat meat, sacrifice to idols, because you're like, it's nothing. It's, you know, more cost effective, what have you. For if someone sees you who have knowledge of dining in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be strengthened to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge, he who is weak is ruined, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And so by sinning against your brother and wounding their conscience, when it is weak, you sin against Christ. All right, we finished that whole section there. So think about that for a moment. There may be some things where you have a little bit of liberty and God is saying, hey, look after those things. Let's read a proverb as one of our absolutes today. I'm not sure that this actually goes with this, but I think it's a good absolute. It says, the Lord will not allow the righteous to hunger, but he will reject the cravings of the wicked. And here's our absolute. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. In other words, we are to be hard workers. That's hardworking in loving our brother, hardworking in loving our neighbor, hardworking in providing for our families. We are to work hard as we go and put our hand to being diligent in the work that God has entrusted for us to do. All right, it is good to abstain when liberty would cause someone else to stumble. Strength is shown in restraint, not display, and love often requires disciplined, consistent choices. So that is our thoughts for the day. I pray that God will give you great discernment in those areas of conscience today as you go about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are a gracious God. You are a righteous God. You uphold us each and every time we stumble. God, would you teach us how to love our neighbor? Would you teach us how to love those around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ? God, we don't want to walk on eggshells, but we want to be respectful. We want to be diligent with our hands to do the work that you've called us to. And so, Lord, give us that wisdom and that discernment, that understanding, and that true compassion for the weaker people, God. And there are areas that we're weak. And Lord, we thank you that we can just rest in those areas as the Holy Spirit gives us just that conscience, God, to say, you know, You don't need to be upheartened about it. That's a weak area for you. God, thank you for our weakness. Be glorified. Christ, be glorified in those weaknesses. In Jesus' name, amen. Get out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.